Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was at the On3 headquarters in Nashville, Tennessee.
It'd be super weird. They'd be here with me.
You'd be right. You could be doing the podcast at Brupolo.
Yes. That Brupolo was 4.
There it is. So fancy.
You only get 2 seconds. That's it. We're not gonna divulge all of our secrets here.
Okay. Only 2 seconds.
Yes.
That's what my wife. No, never mind.
Nah.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're going to be cooking out this weekend, the weather's going to be a little bit better. There's actually icicles. I have a little canopy outside where my grill sits, keeps it protected from the elements, but there is an icicle coming down out of the tent.
Just right one now. Icicle?
One long icicle. I'm just like,
it'll kill you.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully, I'm sure it'll melt before I get out there Saturday, but I'll be cooking some beef this weekend. You should be doing the same. And if you're not willing to cook, well, it doesn't matter, because we can go get you a steak at any great steakhouse here in the state of Mississippi. Wherever you are, there's a delicious steak not too far away from you. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you're looking for. I was talking to our friends at College Corner. They're about to put together, reload that website with all of their winter wear. Some pullovers, sweatshirts, things like that. Plus, if you want to have a cool memory of Saturday night with that great stripe out and the moments there, they're going to be put. They've got the panoramic picture available for purchase at College Corner. We're going to have that out to you very, very soon. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. And when Robbie makes it back from Nashville, where, by the way, the world right now doing a reverse weather thing. It's snowing in the south of here, and it's warmer up there somehow.
We were supposed to. It's not very warm, but
warmer.
We were supposed to have Shay Dixon from the LSU site, and I'm looking on Twitter, and he's measuring out the snow that he's got in Baton Rouge.
It's insane.
It takes me back to Shreveport circa 2000.
Did you see the picture of Jackson Square in New Orleans?
Yes. That's amazing.
I've never seen anything like that.
Look, people skiing down Bourbon Street right now.
Okay. Only in New Orleans.
On three cups.
Everything's branded up there. Well, when you get back to town, though, we'll have to make a trip very soon to Restaurant Tyler. Although we just went there. It doesn't matter. I want to go back already. And we'll do that because it's Starkville's best place to grab lunch, to grab dinner, to grab Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only where they're located, but show you where they're going, how they're going to help you manage your money, invest, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you deserve answers. You deserve them quickly. You don't have time to wait around. That's why you need a bank that provides the level of service that Priority One Bank. Their customers already know, be it online, in one of their Priority One Bank locations, or on the Priority One Bank mobile app, you get the service, you get the questions answered, you don't have to wait around. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. How are things up there in Nashville? How are the national On3 convocation?
It feels great in here. It's not as cold. But it's been nice to see some folks here from some of our other sites. We got some it, they've split this up in three different groups, so it's three different weeks that they're doing this. We normally have a conference, at least we did when we were at 247 when Shannon was in charge there. This is the first we've done this since we've moved on three, I believe, but kind of splitting it up. We have Kentucky Sports Radio has a trio here. We have a trio from Florida. Jake Rowe and Rusty Mansell are here from Georgia. So it's been good. We've had some sessions. We've had some call outs. We've had some slap arounds. It's been a good productive day so far.
You've had some slap arounds, you say.
Yeah, just trying to get us in gear a little bit. I mean, this is what you should never be fat and happy in this business. So, just a little nudge or two from our fearless leader, I would say. But it's exciting things coming, exciting things going on in on three. I can't believe the numbers that this organization's already producing. We're fighting with ESPN. And we're fighting above just the team site group right now as far as the stuff we're producing, whether it be engagement, page views, whatever. I'm
Aren't you
really proud to be
glad
a
I
part of all
told
three
you
of them.
about this website?
You did. You were the one that told me about this nice, cool website that was coming out.
Well, on three thing, and now look at them. They're taking off ever since you joined on board. Great job.
Which, by the way, I don't think we have to sell too much. People already know, but if you are a Mississippi State fan and you haven't tried us out, you need to come try us out today. You
I
need to come
agree.
check us out at Maroon and White Daily. We are one of the few sites. We're kind of an upstart site in the sense of, we're fairly new on three, with Paul Jones and myself. He's been there since I think October of 2023. I started in January of last year. We're only a year in, but our message board is one of the top message boards on the entire network, and that's something that I'm really proud about. And to the fact that we have two moderators, basically two people that run that site, as opposed to a lot of these other sites that have three, four guys, the numbers we're putting up, it's been pretty cool. But that's a tribute to the people that we have, the members that we have on our board. So you need to come join them.
Did you, if they ask you to speak, you'd be like, I have an easy way to drive traffic for all of your message boards. We call it the transfer portal threat. If you
The
want a
transfer portal
million views,
thread,
you get a transfer portal thread going.
our transfer portal thread is closing in on 1 million views, which I don't know about the validity of this. So one of our message board posters posted that he believes it's a top 20 thread on the network since his existence. And that's a 2-10 football team. Mr. Say went two
Imagine
and
if State
ten.
had like really been good last year and like transfers. Imagine if State this transfer class was like what Ole Miss got a season ago. I
If
mean, we
Mississippi
have
State had
2
the
million
number
people.
one transfer
Yeah.
portal class,
Really
it's
fun.
crazy.
All right.
I love our fan base, our members. They're awesome.
All right. Of which I am one, so that means you love me.
You are? You already know that.
I like to hear it. You like to hear it sometimes. All right, before we go any further, also in the state of Tennessee is Mississippi State basketball. They are taking on the Tennessee Volunteers later this evening. So we need to go ahead and find out what happened in that game. Thanks to our one and only correspondent here on Thunder and Lightning. Don't let us down. Let's talk now to Future Brian. Thanks, guys. This is Future Brian reporting to you from the future. Once again, I have to apologize. Because Mississippi State once again has been defeated. 68-56 is the final score. Not nearly as close as that score would allow you to believe. Another game where Mississippi State falls behind early, digs themselves into a big hole, can't get anything going offensively, and never was seriously in the game. I will give State the credit that in the second half they came out a little strong. They cut the lead to 9 and looked like they maybe were going to cut it to I'm sorry, they cut it to 7. And looked like they had a chance to cut it to 4, but then a missed three turned into a made three on the Tennessee end, back in the double digits, and it just kind of went from there. Another really poor night for Mississippi State. This is 2 weeks in a row now that the Bulldogs have gone on the road on a Tuesday night and basically no-showed and just did not play well from the start of the game on. Never really in the game. When you look at the stats, I mean, they're about what you would expect. Josh Hubbard, another poor shooting night for him. 14 points. He's state's leading scorer, but 5 of 16 from the field. 4 of 12 from 3, not bad, but that means he's 1 for 4 outside of 3, not great. Also didn't make the free throw line. State only a total of 25 free throws in this game. For two teams that I thought played relatively hard defensively, I mean, State only gives up 68 points. But not a lot of fouls. Cam Matthews, really rough game for him. Only two points. Did have 8 rebounds, but he had 5 turnovers to only 2 assists. State 11 turnovers, 8 assists. They really seem to have lost that magic they had early in the season of being able to protect the basketball. The only other Bulldog in double figures was R.J. Melendez. I'm sorry, two Bulldogs in double figures. R.J. Melendez, who actually played okay, 10 points for him. Riley Kugel, 12 points, but 3 of 12 shooting. So Kugel and Hubbard combined to go 8 of 28 from the field. Just not a recipe for victory. State out-rebounded by 5. They only shoot 34% for the game. They're 10 of 33 from deep. They went 7 of 18 in the second half. So in the first half, 3 of 15 from behind the arc. And once again, you know, 3-point shooting on the other side, 10 of 28. But they were 6 of 14 was Tennessee in the first half. Chaz Lanier, their leading scorer, was their leading scorer. 23 points for him. Gainey and Marshak also within double digits. State did a pretty decent job on Zakai Ziegler. Only 9 points, but he did have 7 assists. Just not good enough. You know, and this is 2 games in a row for Mississippi State on the road where I would question the effort even. They just didn't play the way you would expect them to play. Tennessee was so active and so aggressive on defense, and Mississippi State just really didn't have that. State could not get the ball inside for the second straight road game. Didn't have the block shots the way they had against Auburn. Tennessee with only 4 blocks, but State just could not drive into the paint and get some easier looks. They settled for threes far too often, and at the end of the day, it's just not good enough against a top team. Now, what I will say is this. Let's turn this around and look at it from a higher perspective, that State has 3 losses on the season. They are all to top 10 teams. 2 of them are on the road. That's not a whole lot to get upset about, in my opinion. I'm sorry, 4 losses. I forgot the Butler loss. The Butler loss is a bad loss. There's no getting around that. Butler, that loss is sinking quickly into the realm of quad 3. But that's you know, that's okay. And it's not a huge issue with that. If that's just your 1 loss, it'll be okay. But these two, the way they've played at Auburn and at Tennessee, you know, you caught Auburn coming off of the injury to Jani Broome. You would have thought maybe that would have given you an opportunity there. Tennessee coming off of a loss to Vanderbilt, maybe you could do something there. But instead, you just no-show offensively in both of those games. Defensively in this game, State did enough to win. I mean, 68 points, that's enough. But Tennessee just absolutely controlled this game as far as on the offensive end for Mississippi State, and just absolutely dominated State. Would not let them get off shots. Harassed every pass. Harassed every move inside. Forced State to settle for so many 3-pointers and just. Just not good enough. And then, you know, when State's threes aren't falling, that's when Cam Matthews becomes a little bit of an offensive liability. Because, you know, he's able to get into the rim when teams are forced to defend the perimeter for State. And when they can just pack it in and let State miss, fire away and miss threes when there's no chance for Cam Matthews. Keyshawn Murphy had 9 points and 4 rebounds. Nwoko, in 21 minutes, only had 1 point. Did have 4 rebounds, but just not enough. You know, State needs to have 4 or 5 guys each night in double figures. And with Hubbard, you know, I asked the question on Sports Talk Mississippi. I said, is this going to be the night for Josh Hubbard? So now that night, now we have to wait until Saturday to ask, is this the game where Josh Hubbard gets going again? I don't know how to fix it. You know, I'm not a shooter. I'm going to attempt to get former player Shane Power on Thunder and Lightning Live tomorrow or today as you're listening. Because I want to talk to him about when you're shooters and being in a slump and what that does, you know, how do they attack that? How do you fix that from the mental standpoint? I don't know. And again, I maintain that I have confidence that Hubbard's going to get things going. He's too talented, and I know he's working hard. I know this is not a situation where he's just taking off and practice and not practicing hard. Josh Hubbard's not wired that way. I'm not concerned about that at all. It's just for whatever reason, it's just not working for him right now. So I don't, you know, I'm not a basketball player. I can't give him any advice. But I do know that if he's going to shoot like that, I mean, State 19 of 56, right? But again, 8 of 28 from two guys. So the other guys are what, 11 of 30 or 11 of 28? I mean, that's not bad. That's in the, you know, we're in the 40s now. It would have been enough. But if Kugel and Hubbard are going to shoot like that, State has no chance. No chance to win. You know, they've got to be able to get the ball inside. They got to play inside out, and they've got to, you know, from 3-point range, 10 of 33, not terrible, but you would like to see a couple of more makes in there. But they have to be able to get things going inside. And one thing you can tell with this Mississippi State team is if they aren't the more physical team, they're going to struggle. You know, they were the more physical team against South Carolina, against Vanderbilt, and against Ole Miss. I would even say they were more physical against Kentucky, and I wouldn't say that they struggled. They didn't struggle in that game. They scored 90 points. That's not a struggle. They struggled on the other end because they gave up a ton of threes. But against Auburn and against Tennessee, they were not the most physical team, and they got pushed around. And that's why they lost these two games by double digits. Again, State losing by 12 is not indicative of how this game went. Tennessee led by as many as 20. State hit a couple buckets there at the end to make it look a little better, but just not a great day for Mississippi State. And that's 2 weeks in a row now. And next Tuesday, it's a home game, but it's Alabama. So it's another top 10 team you're going to play. If you're at home, you absolutely have to have a better effort at home. Again, I don't know if you win that game or not, but you can't play like this three Tuesdays in a row, and certainly not in front of your home fans. So State's got to bounce back, get the win over South Carolina this weekend. You hope that you can play as well against them on the road as you did at home. Yeah, what's funny about these road games is after State's, you know, first few games at SMU, at Memphis, at Vanderbilt, I was thinking, okay, this might be a team that can win some road games. And these last two, and again, it's difficult to get too worked up because you're playing the number one team and the number six team in the country. And Tennessee was number one just a few weeks ago. You're playing top tier teams, but. And it wouldn't be if you lose by 12, and I feel like you played as hard as you could. I don't have a ton of complaints. My complaint is the way looking at the game. It doesn't look like they're giving. I don't want to say that because that's not accurate. It just doesn't feel like the energy level is where it should be going into these hostile environments. You got to be locked in, ready to play from the jump. They were behind 10-0 to Auburn. They fell behind in this game 8-0. You know, when you're having to call a timeout before the first media timeout because you cannot do anything, that's not a recipe for success. That's tough to come back in those situations. So, State will do what it has to do and try to bounce back this Saturday. They still have plenty of quad one opportunities remaining. But when you look ahead at Georgia, that's going to be tough, really tough. At Alabama, really tough. At Ole Miss, really tough. So they've got some tough, tough road games coming up. They need to find a way to win a couple of these. You know, it's not one of those things where, are they going to make the tournament? They're going to make the tournament. They only got to win, like, you know, four more games to be in the tournament. That's not the issue. It's, you know, can you be a high seed? Can you put yourself in position to get to the second weekend? Can you be a second weekend team? Because, you know, we've talked before about the NCAA tournament, and we say it's all about matchups. Well, if State gets matched up with a team that has some physical presence, it's going to be an issue for State. Somebody who they just can't push around, you know, the team might struggle in that. So we'll see where it takes us. Mississippi State falls to Tennessee, 68-56 is your final score from Knoxville. Before we go back to the guys, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the home of smoked Southern soul food. I could go for some Two Brothers right now, man. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little late for that. Can't be eating this late. I know. But if somebody were to bring some smoked wings and some pork rind nachos in here right now, I think I would have to get into that. I don't think I could turn it down. I don't have the willpower for that. So great food there at Two Brothers, and of course across the street at the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. I haven't been to the Old Brother in a long time. I gotta correct that issue very, very soon. So you will be seeing me soon at the Older Brother. You'll also be seeing me soon at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. Oh, he's not here. I really have got to record him saying 50. I got to get that. I'll do that soon, because we're going to have these future Brian things more often. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number. It's the same people. It's the people you know already. It's not a new person. It's not a person in a call center that's in the middle of God knows where. It's not telling you, all right, here's the number you need to call and talk to this person and set up an appointment, and they should be there in 7 to 10 days. It's none of that. It's a 601 number. It's somebody you've already talked to in the past. And a lot of times they're going to be like, all right, I'll be there in a little bit. Because they're in Mississippi, just like you. It's a short drive. It's easy. It's ease. It's great customer service. That's what they're built on at Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. It's still cold outside, which means if you don't have one, you need to go get yourself a brand new State Script M over S or interlocking pullover, hoodie, sweatshirt, whatever it is, jacket, call it what you will, quarter zip. I don't know all the names, but they've got them at Maroon & Co. So before you go to any more games, make sure you got a trip to Maroon & Co. If you can't make it to Starkville, you can always shop online, maroonandco.com. Use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off online or in-store, regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the game, head over to Maroon & Co. All right, back to the guys in the studio. Let's go now to present day Brian and Robbie. Please, future Brian, please. Let's go. Let's go. He did it. He got us there. I can feel it. He got us there tonight. He did it.
Yes.
You believe in him. Do you still believe?
We hope.
Okay.
We hope.
All right. You know, Robbie, there are a lot of things in this life that you and I cannot take credit for. But there are some things that we can. And by God, we're taking credit for this one.
Yes.
Earlier on Tuesday, Mississippi State, via social media, via a pretty cool video, a short, simple, sweet, to the point video with Zach Selman, announced that LED lighting is in fact coming to Davis-Wade Stadium next football season. You're welcome. Hold on, let me give you a little MJF. You can thank me later. We did it.
And yes, we are taking credit for this.
Full credit.
The reason we're taking credit for this is for all the people that trashed us constantly for bringing it up. You all told us to shut up. You told us to move on. You told us it wasn't important. And it was important enough for Mississippi State to make a literal video about it. So, and when you see the atmosphere when it happens, and I totally get it. We understand that it's more important to win games. It's more important to fix the defense, all that stuff. You can have all of that. You can do all of that. But when you see that the atmosphere is drastically different over the course of the next couple of years, you're going to understand why we pushed for this so hard. And it's not just us. It's a very large vocal group of fans that wanted this. People that are investors in the product, people that are paying money, that are giving NIL, those people wanted it. And Mississippi State listened to them. And if we're going to criticize Zach Selman, if we're going to criticize the Mississippi State administration like we have before for not listening to fans, buddy, you better believe we're going to give them credit for listening to the fans here. Because I don't think this was at the top of the priority list. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think this is something that everybody in that office wanted to do right now. They had other things they wanted to check off. But they realized that a lot of people in this fan base, they wanted this. And they went out and did it. So you got to give them credit for doing this.
Yes. And I do agree that, like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it felt like this is something that, I don't know if back burner is the right way to put it, but it was not number one on the priority list. It was not the thing that, you know, that Mississippi State was looking to do next. But the outcry has been heard. And this is a good we talked a few weeks back about Mississippi State not doing the best job of listening to its fans. And so there's one thing that I feel like you and I have always done on this podcast is we give credit where credit is due. This is a perfect example of Mississippi State, the outcry, the overwhelming support for making this move. And look, it's a necessary move. That's what's something we have to make clear. You were
Don't act like people acting like this is something that didn't need to happen.
Right. It absolutely needed to happen. You were about to be the only team in the conference that didn't have this kind of setup.
It's important.
And by the time it was looking like it was going to go to a spot where by the time State was willing to do it, other stadiums would have already moved on to whatever the next thing is going to be. Now Mississippi State will be there in the mix. It's going to add to the atmosphere. It's going to make Mississippi State, Davis Way Stadium, a better place for its fans. It's going to make it a better place for the team. And it's just an improvement that needed to happen. It's not just about aesthetics at this point. There's more to it than that. There's a perception that of Mississippi State that by when your stadium has the issues that Davis Way has had with lighting and sounds, visiting fans come back and they're like, "Man, that place sucks. It's not good." You know? And you want visiting fans saying, "I don't want to go to Davis Wade Stadium because the atmosphere is so great, our team has no chance there." You don't want them saying, "I don't want to go to Davis Wade Stadium because it sucks."
And, you know, people have the point that some people have brought up is, you know, well, in 2014 we didn't need all that stuff. This stuff didn't exist. In 2014. You have to look at it like you do anything else in life. Things change, and the way that you do things change. You know, I think about, you know, my job, and we talked a lot about it today in some of our meetings about adapting with the times, and what you do in social media practices are different than what you did last year. You have to do what sells. You have to go the direction that the wind's blowing, and right now the wind is blowing and creating atmospheres that are going to tell people, you don't want to stay at home and sit on your couch anymore. You want to experience this. People want to experience what's going on at Humphrey Coliseum right now. And back in 2004, our experience at the Hump was a lot different than it is now. But people have changed. If I'm a fan now, I need to see the light show. I need to see the pyros. Back then, I just wanted to hear Hank Flick and see Lawrence Roberts, you know, dunk a ball down somebody's throat. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that sold back then. And Mississippi State's product does sell and what they do on the court. But the fans are coming for the experience, too. And that's what it's like going to an Alabama game or, you know, even an Ole Miss game now. It's about putting on a show. And you have to adapt to those times. Mississippi State has not done it. The product on the field is stale, and you have a stale product at Davis Wade Stadium. It's no longer got the same juice that it had in 2014, where it's just about the cowbells. You have to create an atmosphere that people want to be a part of, and I think this is a great – I've had conversations with people at Mississippi State about it that have asked me, why do you think this is so important? Why don't you think that revenue sharing and getting the best players is more important than LED lights? And my response to that is, I think you need both.
Yeah.
I think you need to invest in both. And this is an investment opportunity. This is about selling tickets. This is about convincing people to come to Davis Wade Stadium and experience a ball game inside a great atmosphere. And I think this definitely takes Mississippi State and brings it further into the new millennium or whatever you want to say, in the new era of college football. This is something I think is going to be very good for Mississippi State, and in no way is a bad thing.
The next step for Mississippi State at Davis Wade Stadium that we've talked about is the speaker system. Now, when we spoke to Zach Selman previously, he's made it clear that there's going to be some improvements in that regardless, right? It's a question of, are they going to be the kind of bell and whistle improvements that maybe we're talking about here with the LED system. As far as you know, those improvements are still scheduled to happen, correct?
The sound system and all?
Yeah.
Still ongoing conversations, based on the conversation I had on Tuesday. It's still not settled or anything like that, but it's certainly something that I think is going to happen at some point. I don't know when that's going to be. I feel certain they're going to do something this year, or at least they're going to try to, but nothing official yet. What I was told today is the only announcement right now that they have is LED lights.
Okay.
But based on the conversations, I think you and I both had these conversations with people. They're planning on doing something with the sound system soon.
Yeah.
And I actually felt better about the sound system being upgraded than I did LED lights. So I think there are two different companies or whatever. I do know this. I remember a meeting that we had with Zach Selman. We asked him about the LED lights, and he really wanted to do something very similar to South Carolina and the structure that they have, where those lights kind of hang over the stadium the way that they do. And what we were told during that meeting, I fully believe it as truth, is that that was going to be a very expensive project, because they had to change the whole structure of how they do things. And the structure was going to be the most expensive part of it. From what I'm told, they went in a different direction as far as the structure that they're doing. It's going to be more about, restructuring with what you currently have. But I don't think that's going to affect what they do with the lights. So the lights are still going to be a very good product. It's just not going to be the exact product that Mississippi State wanted at the immediate. But this was also, when we talked to Selman, this was also a possibility. He had not, and in fairness, I think it was reported by some people that it absolutely would not happen
right
this year. And he told us that hadn't been decided. So it was still some ongoing conversations. It was looking likely that it wasn't going to happen, but I think they've decided on what they want to do here with the new LED lights, and they like the product. They're going to go ahead and go with it. I imagine in the summer they'll have it ready to roll. So I'm excited about it.
As am I. All joking aside about our role in this, Mississippi State has heard its fans. Mississippi State has done what its fans have wanted. There's still work to do. I don't want to have a logo discussion today.
We're not.
The sound system we talked about. There's still a lot, and also there's still the matter of building a football team worthy of having a full crowd and having these great atmospheres. That's still
playing games at night. I understand that side of it.
By the way, as soon as this was announced, I got about three texts saying Mississippi State will get all 11 a.m. games next year. There's just no way around it.
I mean, like, I still want to have the option to do the LED lights. That doesn't make it not worth it.
Right.
In the end, because eventually you will have these games that come up, and you want to have that cool atmosphere with it. And also late in the season, like, you have to have an 11 a.m. game for it not to be night at some point, especially going into the fourth quarter. So you're going to be able to use them.
Yeah, you get a 2 o'clock, worst, 3 o'clock, a couple of games in November. That's a night game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good stuff. Good stuff from Zach.
I can't get over the snow in Baton Rouge. Like,
it's
crazy.
Yeah, I saw our friend Rivers Huey. She had her kids up playing in the snow. I'm like, when you move south of I-20, you just kind of never expect to see snow again as long as you live. And yet, they're under – it's not just snow. They're under a blizzard warning.
It's crazy.
In Biloxi.
It's
just cold here.
I don't think this is the day after tomorrow stuff, but it's still weird.
You stay in Nashville, Robbie. I will find you.
You're gonna make the trek from Starkville. You're just gonna drudge through the snow to Nashville.
I'm gonna drive to the Tennessee line. That's where it's gonna get worse. And then I'll just I'll snowshoe the rest of the way to find you.
We'll find your body like this.
I'll look like Jack Nicholson in the Shining. Just. That's I feel like that's probably what is indeed going to happen. So, all right. So you're back in Starkville tomorrow, but not till tomorrow evening. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So we're gonna do the
I mean,
rumbling.
you'll be doing your show, so I mean, I would be back in the afternoon, but
Okay. So we'll do the rumblings on Thursday for Friday's
it's
show.
Friday.
We'll also preview Mississippi State, South Carolina on that show as well. So tomorrow will be a little bit more about getting Robbie's thoughts. We'll talk about what happens in this Tennessee game.
I still got like five tweets from people sending questions.
We got one last night at like 8:30 from Ford Polk, and I was like, "Yeah, I hadn't. I don't think
My
I had the bottom
fitness,
yet." I was like, "Yeah."
I called that. I told you Ford Polk or somebody was going to do that.
I
But in
appreciate
fairness, we had not
the
released the pod
enthusiasm.
yet.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but you gotta wait. Robbie's tweet is like the firing gun. It's the starter's gun. It's like that's start there because
That's correct.
chances are, if you here's what's going to happen. Sometimes it happens quite often. If you send in before that tweet,
You're not
and
using it.
let's say I tweet something and it picks up some steam, right? It gets buried, man. I look after Robbie's tweet is what I look at. So just keep that in mind going forward. Also, one other thing from you, Robbie. You're in Nashville, correct? I'm gonna need some of those donuts.
Now, the other day, you actually were glad I didn't pick them up.
You're correct, but
But
I want some
you
donuts.
want some.
Yeah, give me some of those donuts.
Okay, we'll discuss.
All right, appreciate you. Appreciate you. All right. So tomorrow's show, like we said, we'll have more basketball recap, plus the portal. There's a name floating out there. I dare not even say his name because if Mississippi State pulls that pickup up, if you've been paying attention to 1-3, you know who it is. We'll be very impressed with Phil Loadholt and Jeff Lebby if they were able to pull that one off. But we'll see if we can get any more information on that between now and then. Guys, have a great Wednesday. We'll be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.